we just, for the last 9 years now, we've been going out doing watches, looking for the porpoises at Ilfracombe. And to do that, you've obviously got to walk out to the coast, but we're doing that from Capstan Point in Ilfracombe, and it's hardly hard work because at Capstan Point, you're 5 minutes from a pasty in the toilet.
So. I had this image that, I don't know, you were taking your rowing machine up to the cliff top or something
sitting
there looking out to sea with your binoculars in the hand.
No, we don't need to do that at Capstan, because it is so close to the town. A lot of the other headlands in North Devon, there are other volunteers doing this as well, like Baggy Point, Croyd, Moore Point, Heartland. You've got a bit of a trek to get out there, and we do those occasionally, but we concentrate mainly on Ilfracombe so that we can have ongoing records just specifically for the Ilfracombe.
Why do you do it?
Pardon?
Why do you do it?
Because we love it. We can sit there for an hour and you see nothing, but the coastline and everything in North Devon is absolutely stunning anyway. So you can just sit there, you can relax, you just chill out. You're concentrating on looking for the porpoises that are there, and it's just so relaxing. It's brilliant.
And why does Sea Watch? Why does the organisation that you're contributing data to? Why does it need that information?
It's to record and identify what's actually in the UK waters. I mean, they've recorded so far, I think it's 29 species of whales and dolphins in UK waters, and it's important to know where they are, how many there are, and identify any threats to them.
Yeah, I mean, you've been doing it for 9 years. Are you noticing any patterns?
I did, once we hit that 500 mark, I actually went back through the records and did some basic maths. And actually, the harbour porpoise population, specifically for Ilfracombe, it looks to be that we're seeing approximately one every hour. And it stayed that way all the way through the 9 years we've been doing it. So as far as Ilfracombe's concerned, the pattern seems to be is staying about the same.
Seems to be stable.
Yes, with the porpoises, yeah.
Chris, let's have a chat with Sharon as well, if I may. I think she's alongside you, your other half.
There you go.
And both volunteering for Sea Watch, going out and looking at the animals between them. Sharon, what's been the most magical sighting for you?
Well, for me, it's watching mother and calf. Usually during the summer months, sort of May onwards, we see them coming in closer to Capstan Point. And just to see mother and calf just coming through the water together is absolutely fantastic. And also to be able to share it with other people. You know, quite often there's holidaymakers around, and you can say, look, you know, what's here, and enjoy it. It's just magical.
They're not always that easy to spot, these animals out at sea. I remember once standing on Berry Head with someone from the Torbay Coast and Countryside Trust. He said, look out there. There's whatever it was, a dolphin, whatever. And I'm looking at this grey sea for a grey animal. It takes a bit of practice.
It does, yes. We did a training day when we first started. But yes, if you've got to spend 10, 15 minutes just looking in one area, just slowly scanning, and then you can pick up the differences in the sea and what's around. And just to see that flash of the fin is quite difficult. But once you've got your eye in, then it's a lot easier. But it's just taking the time just to stop and look. And you'd be amazed what's out there.
Will you ever get bored of it, do you think?
No, because, say, the coastline's beautiful. There's people to stop and chat to. So, no, I don't think so.
You're going out today?
No, I think the weather's quite
I was just testing your dedication to it.
We just love being outside, you know, and it's just a wonderful coastline here. And we can go for a watch and watch for an hour and see nothing, and then go for a walk down around in the evening, and there they are. You know, it's so random sometimes, but that's the magic of it, the fact that you can catch a glimpse of them without even knowing it, you know, that you've just got off for a walk. And so we can send another casual sighting in and add to the record base.
And you are, of course, absolutely right. The North Devon coastline particularly is spectacular as well. Yeah. A beautiful place to spend time. Listen, Sharon, Chris, thank you both for your time this morning. And good luck with the sightings over the coming years as well.
Thank you very much.